Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. Today I'm answering all your questions that you sent in. I guess by the time this episode comes out, it would have been a while ago. Because right now it's like August 2nd and this comes out the 14th, so like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Anyway, questions about dealing with mental health, dealing with school, friendship advice, questions about college, and then some hygiene, skincare, period type stuff. But before we get into that, little life update, okay? The other day I had a traumatic experience, and I say that being dramatic, but also like it was traumatic. I was taking my dog, Tilly, for a walk, right? And she's been having some stomach issues lately, I guess. I don't really know. But something is not right down there. Anyway, but she went to the bathroom, right, in someone's yard. First of all, this is only halfway through our walk, and she had literally disgusting, like, explosive diarrhea, to be blunt, okay? And I had to pick it up because I'm a good dog person. And literally, when I was tying the bag, some of her dog shit got on my shorts. Like, it flew at me, got on my shorts. She's so happy, okay? And I have to walk the rest of the way home with dog shit all on my shorts. And my mom thought this was the funniest thing ever. And I literally refused to walk her for the next 3 days because I was so traumatized, and it was just a lot. And you know when you have one of those days where everything is frustrating and everything just seems to be going wrong? It was on one of those days too. And so pretty much Tilly shit on me. My mom said it was my fault, but I mean, like, probably, but also anyway. Also, this, I feel like, is really embarrassing, but I bought a Stanley Cup. I'm embarrassed for myself, okay? And I know, guys, I was the person who would be like, oh my god, those are so stupid. Why would you spend $50 on a water bottle? And like, I have a water bottle. But I just got a really strong urge that I had to buy it. So I bought it, and I'm trying to justify it by saying that my water bottle I have now can be my backpack water bottle, and my Stanley Cup can be my room water. Anyway, I'm just kind of embarrassed for myself, and I use my own money on it, and it's $50. Why? Anyway, I also tried, okay, I don't know why I decided to randomly do this, but you know, the like no poo, no shampoo thing. Yeah, I tried that for like a week. My scalp has never hurt so bad. My hair got so greasy that it physically hurt to touch my head, and I don't know. I can't do it with my hair. I tried. I thought it would be good because I was like, oh, wouldn't have to use shampoo. That would be nice. No, my hair is too fine for that, I think, and I'm not that patient to wait like 6 weeks for my hair to get used to it. But I washed my hair the other day and it felt so good. And now my hair feels so clean. And it wasn't even that my hair smelled or that any of that bothered me. It was just that it physically hurt. And it was so greasy that it weighed down my hair and I could feel it. It was just, no. Also this morning, really sad. My sister Hadley left for school because she has rush starting, so they have to be there like the first few weeks of August, come early, and it's really sad. She left at like 8 this morning, and I woke up and I was sad. I said bye to her last night, but I don't know. It's okay. Kind of sad, though. It's just me and my brother at home right now, and he doesn't really speak to me. He's like playing video games. I don't know, but also to be fair, I'm literally sitting in my room talking to myself, so you know, we're doing our own things. Anyway, that's my little life update. Main thing is that Tilly shit on me, and I can't get over that. I was just so shocked. And do you know how humbling it is to walk like at least 10 minutes back to your house with dog shit on your shorts? And then I had to wash my shorts and coming home and my mom is like crying, laughing at me. And Tilly is so happy because she's a dog and she's so cute and I can't blame her, but ugh, gross. Anyway, moving on, let's get into the advice sesh, answering your all's questions, everything. First thing someone asked me are what are some of the best affordable and cute brands. Okay, my thing is, I feel like I'm so bad with shopping because I'm so easily influenced. It's so bad. Like if I see something on an Instagram ad 3 times, I will buy it, okay? And that's a me problem. Or I'll convince myself I'll need it, such as the Stanley Cup. Okay, example. Do I need that? No. Do I even think it's cute? Not even. But I bought it. And immediately after, I was like, shit, why did I do that? And I was trying to cancel my order, but it wouldn't let me. Anyway, it was a whole thing. But I don't know if I'm the best person to ask for affordable brands, mainly because I can be persuaded to buy anything. Okay. And especially one thing I want to talk about, why are swimsuits so expensive? Why is it over $100 to get a literal bikini? I'm sorry, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I see so many cute swimsuits. And some influencers had, who was it? It was Ava Jules and Hannah Meloche did their swimsuit line with, what is it? Kalani Kinis? Maybe? I don't know what it was, but it was so cute. And they had matching for, like, with a guy swimsuit, so you and your boyfriend could be matching, or you and whoever. I was like, oh my god, those are so cute. I want that. But why are they so expensive? Okay. And I went through a phase, maybe sophomore year of high school, where my mom literally banned me from buying swimsuits because I was getting them all the time. But even a few years ago when that was happening, they weren't this expensive. And I want to say I haven't bought a swimsuit in a while, but that's so not true because I bought swimsuits in May. But anyway, I don't know where you can get cute and affordable swimsuits. And I really don't want to say Shein because it's just, I don't agree with that, okay? But at this point, I'm like, bruh, people can't be spending $100 on swimsuits. That's ridiculous. It's literally zero clothing. But anyway, shopping tips, I guess. One, don't be like me. Try not to get lured into buying stuff because you see it on Instagram or TikTok, because that's so easy. And I've been seeing that with the, what is it called? The Salt and Stone deodorant. And I've seen maybe, okay, 4 ads. And I convinced myself I need it. It's a natural deodorant. Do I want that? No. Okay, I looked on their website, looked at the smells. Do I even like any of those smells? No. But for some reason, I had it in my head. I was like, oh my god, I need to get that. But I don't need it, okay? So something that helps me prevent impulse buys, I know this isn't the question, but I think it helps, is putting things in a list instead of seeing something and immediately buying it. Write it down and then come back to it like a week later and see if I want it. And most times I don't, which is good. Or if I just close the tab, then I'll forget about it and not want to get it. But anyway, some brands that I like. My favorite brand probably Free People, and I know it's overpriced, okay, but it's so cute. It is so cute. Like, ask for a gift card for your birthday, okay? I also recently, I hadn't been to American Eagle in a while, but I got some cute tops and like everyday dresses from there at the beginning of summer. They had some cute summer stuff, and they usually have pretty good sales. Also, got some casual dresses from Target. Target is a bit of a hit or miss thing for me. I don't know if it's just my Target, but sometimes the clothes go through phases where I'm like, literally, who's gonna buy this? What are you doing? Also, like Aerie, but that's the same as American Eagle. Anyway, I feel like I don't really have a set thing of brands. I pretty much just look and try to find things if they're on sale. So take advantage of sales. Also buy things when they're not in season, because my Patagonia pullover that I have, I got it, I don't know, like freshman year of high school, but I bought it in July. Okay. And I got it super discounted and it's good. But buy things when they're out of season if you can, or at the end of the season. Also take advantage of big sales like Memorial Day, Labor Day, Black Friday, stuff like that. But I don't know, I'm really bad at shopping. I have a problem. I'm trying to limit myself. I have to tell myself that I don't have any money to spend things on, so then I don't buy stuff. But that only works for so long. But I'm working on it. I realized it was an issue at school, actually, because people started saying stuff to me and I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Okay. Some of y'all wanted some tips for dealing with anxiety. And as a generally anxious person, I have some tips. Okay. So me personally, I get anxious, stressed, nervous, whatever you want to call it, about things that I don't know about, which is why I think I don't like to try new things and it makes me extremely uncomfortable. But things that help me deal with anxiety is the more information you know about something, the better, at least I generally feel about it. So if you have access to finding more information about stuff, do that if you're worried about something. Also, something that helps me, if you're just kind of having some spiraling thoughts, you know, that aren't necessarily beneficial and are probably, you know, not helpful, find something that's grounding. Whether this is your dog or you just need a distraction, like watching a show. Me personally, what I've been doing, I feel like this is so stupid, but the past few weeks, if I've gotten really anxious or stressed, what I've done is sit on my back porch and just watch the birds. And I feel like such an old person, because I feel like I saw a TikTok saying that as you get older, your interest in birds grows. And I asked my parents that if they thought that was true, and they both started laughing and were like, yeah, I never really cared about birds and now I do. But anyway, sitting outside and watching the birds helped me because it was something to do. Also, I find, even though I don't like exercise, okay, and I don't motivate myself, anytime I do exercise, I feel like it's a good grounding thing because I don't really think. I'm kind of just like, my legs hurt and I can't breathe. That's because I have asthma, though, not really a thing. But that's also grounding, so things that can keep you in the moment. I'm not a big meditation person, but I guess that works for some people. And also another thing that I feel like is important to remember is that thoughts are just thoughts, and that doesn't necessarily mean that what you're thinking is real or actually happening. For example, if you're in a group of people or you're with your friends and you're like, oh my god, everybody hates me, right? I don't want to say we've all had that thought, because maybe that doesn't apply to people, but you know, when you look around at people and you're like, oh my god, they don't like me. Oh my god, what am I doing? And I'll even ask my boyfriend that. I'll be like, oh my god, you hate me. And he's like, what are you talking about? And it's just, you know, an anxious thing. So sometimes your brain, whatever, is telling you things that aren't true, and it just causes spiraling. So I guess realizing that, I always try to tell myself if I'm having, I guess, not great thoughts, is like, is this actually happening? Like, does this have a basis to stand on? And also, I feel like it helps if you talk out what you're feeling. So if you're really stressed about a situation, like telling a friend, telling a parent, obviously, like, therapy is a good option. But if that's not applicable, I guess. Also, things that are helpful, I guess, if you don't feel comfortable talking to someone, voice memos or journaling, that could be helpful. Talking to yourself, talking to a dog. I love talking to Tilly, mainly because she can't talk back, and I don't know. Anyway, Also, I feel like I tend to focus on the worst case scenario of things when I don't know what's happening, or if something's new, I think about the worst thing. And usually that ends up with me, this is actually, sometimes I think I'm crazy, but usually ends up with me where everybody hates me, or somehow I get really injured or die, which, like, what? Literally what? Because I'm someone that when I was younger, okay, I used to be so anxious when I got in my bed, because I for some reason thought that my bed would fall through the floor because it was too heavy and I would die when I was sleeping and not even know. Which, what? What? Because that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, instead of focusing on the worst case scenario, think about what's the best case scenario. And if you're someone who's not, that's not your vibe, think about, okay, what's the most mid average scenario? Okay. For the bed story, okay. That I don't think is possible, actually, for a bed to fall through. So, best case, I'm just gonna go to sleep and everything's fine. You know, kind of like that. And like I said, therapy is good. If you're really struggling, talking to someone always helps. Moving on to some tips for burnout. I feel like I kind of talked about this in the last episode when I briefly touched over productivity, but some things that are important, at least to be proactive and prevent burnout, is take breaks. Okay. Because if you're doing stuff all day, all the time, 24/7, you're gonna burn out, and you're not gonna want to do anything, and you're gonna want to lay in your bed for days, and then you're gonna feel bad, or at least that's what happens to me. Okay, so take breaks. Breaks are good. Breaks aren't wasting your time. It's refocusing yourself, getting your mind recentered, and so you can come back and do things more productively instead of forcing yourself to sit somewhere for 4 hours and you're just staring. You know, because that's not helpful. Another thing that I think is helpful with burnout, so you're not doing everything all at once, is managing your time. Okay, like I have mentioned before, I love planners. I love writing things down, planning out my week, seeing what I have coming up. And that really helps me because it makes seems, oh my God, wow, I'm not speaking correctly. It makes things seem more like attainable, easy to get accomplished, because it's less stressful being like, oh, I have to do this, 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 and this. But if I write it out and plan what I need to do, which is usually a lot, and I put it over the course of a week, it feels less stressful. Okay. It's like the thing where if you do like small wins, things, it, what am I talking about? It comes into a bigger thing and it works out, you know? It's like my dad always would say, it's some caterpillar thing. A cinch by the inch. Wait, something by, it's a cinch by the inch, but it's hard by the yard. I don't know. Pretty much like doing smaller things makes you less stressed than focusing on the giant big thing that you have to accomplish. Anyway, it's also important to make time for fun stuff. Time to see friends, time to be with your family, time to be with yourself, time to watch TV, okay? Because you need breaks, and don't always just do work or do school, because that's not fun. And you're going to look back at it and be like, wow, I really did nothing when all you did was work, because that's not fun. Like, when I look back at high school, I'm like, wow, I wish I did more fun things, because I was so focused on school that I feel like I didn't do that many fun things, and I would get so burnt out. So I wish I did fun things, okay? Obviously, there's a balance, and you have to manage life with school anyway. But make time for fun stuff. Going along with school, okay, managing school, dealing with stress, it's important to stay organized. Like I said, I love using planners. Make sure you know when you have assignments due, because the worst thing is getting to school and then realizing you have an exam that day and you didn't know. So keep yourself organized. Don't be afraid to ask for help whether that's from friends or teachers or professors, it's okay to ask for help and don't put so much pressure on yourself. I know I'm someone who I love me some academic validation, okay? And I can be very attached to what grades I get, which is not healthy and not good. But it's important to not put so much pressure on yourself if you're like that and realize that it's just important to try your best. And if you don't have time to study a bajillion hours a day, that's okay. You know, it's about taking advantage of the time you have and making the most of it. So those were my like stress tips.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then some people asked me, I had a lot of questions about friendships, dealing with friends. So moving on to that, someone asked me, how can I find a solid friend group? I have a lot of friends in different places, different friend groups. Okay. And something that I love about this question is that I think it's really good to have friends in different friend groups in different areas, because that means if you can't hang out with one friend, you can be with other people. And also, like me personally, at school, I love having friends in different places because that means I see more people I know. And especially at college, I don't know, when you're somewhere that's not home, it's nice to see familiar faces, people that you're friends with because of class, people that you're friends with because of clubs, because of Greek life, because they live in your dorm, whatever. I think that's really good. And I don't think you necessarily need like a solid friend group, okay? Because my belief is that friends change and are constantly moving out, in and out of your life, okay? Some people are meant to stay longer than others. Some friends might only be there for a few months. Someone just might be a school friend. Someone might be a family friend, be there for a while. Maybe you're close when you're younger, but not so much anymore. But that's just like different people serve different purposes in relationships you have with them. And that doesn't necessarily make someone a better or worse friend. It just, I don't know, people are moving in and out and that's okay. And if someone is moving out, like, that's fine. That's okay. Because that just means someone else is coming in. And you know, it works out. It's like a revolving door, kind of, I would say. At least that's what I've realized dealing with interesting friendship relations in high school and then being at college, you know? Also, like, I don't know. Having a solid friend group, I feel like maybe this works for some people, but at least the people that I know that quote unquote have a solid friend group, I swear they all hate each other, okay? Or they all talk shit about each other. And I just don't know how much you would want that. Like, I personally like having a few close friends, and even if they're all in different areas, that's okay. Because I know if I had a birthday party right now, and invited all my friends, like, most of them are not friends with each other, okay? And it would probably seem like the most random group, but the one connection would be me, you know? And that's okay. Like, I don't know, I've never really had a problem with that. Me personally, I've never really enjoyed having just, like, one solid friend group, I guess, and that being it, because I like talking to different people, and when I get sick of someone, I can hang out with someone else, and that's mainly because I don't have very much patience, okay? So, I don't know, like, do you need a solid friend group? It's nice to rely on people, but I think it's also okay to have different people in different areas, and I think that's really good. Okay, I have a really toxic friend, and I want to leave the friendship, but I don't know how. Any tips? Okay, the last time I had to deal with this was, I guess, where it was a big thing freshman year of high school, but recently, I guess I've had two things where I've dealt with them very differently. But I think it's important first to talk to this person and explain how whatever they're doing makes you feel. For example, like, do you feel like their actions try to make themselves feel better than you or try to put you down? Like, do you feel like they're leaving you out? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Talk to them. And if this person tries gaslighting you and is like, oh my God, I don't do that, blah, 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 you're wrong. Like, no. Okay, because if you feel that way, if someone is making you feel bad all the time, they're not a good friend, okay? And if you're scared about leaving this person because you're like, oh my God, who am I going to hang out with? This is the only person I like. Oh, you will find other friends. Also, I feel like it's better to be alone than to be with someone who makes you feel really crappy about yourself. Also, if this person is, you don't think would be very great accepting the direct approach, spend more time with other friends. See if they can get the hint that you don't necessarily want to be with them. Spend time doing other things. And I feel like that's kind of mean, but also if someone's making you feel bad, you shouldn't have to deal with that. And you should branch out, try to meet other people. But I don't know. I feel like that can be a really tough situation. Where in some cases, it's like, do you ghost this person entirely or do you just become less close with them? Which I feel like is also another thing. If you just become less close with someone and they're more of just like an acquaintance, that works as well. But it can be tricky, I would say. Summer is a good time if you want not to talk to people, if that's your vibe. So if you need a break from someone, summer, it's a good time to do that. But I know coming back to school can be hard, especially with the forced proximity. Oh, wow. Forced proximity if you have a bunch of classes together. But try branching out. Try talking to other people. And I think that can help. But definitely, definitely difficult. Okay, my friend started hanging out with someone else and won't talk to me. What should I do? Okay, first out. Reach out to this person, ask what's going on. Maybe they're dealing with stuff. Maybe you've done something to hurt their feelings. Try to get a lay of the land, figure out what's going on. Ask them to hang out, see how the vibes are. And also another thing to remember, like I've talked about before, is that some friends aren't meant to stay very long, and that's okay. Like, if someone once doesn't want to hang out with you anymore, don't force them to hang out with you, because it's like something I don't think I ever really understood is that, you know how when people are dating or looking for people to date, and I'll just give a fake scenario, I guess. So this girl wants to date this guy, but he doesn't want to date her, but she keeps going after him, you know? You're like, why he doesn't, he obviously doesn't want to date you. Why do you keep trying to be with this person, you know, when you could have something so much better? So it's okay. Yeah, it sucks and it's really sad because you feel like you're losing a friend, you're losing someone who's close to you, but also bigger picture, it'll work out, it'll be fine. Some friends aren't meant to stay, and this gives you a new opportunity to reach out to people you might not have talked to as much recently, or to make new friends. So, yeah, it's sad. I feel like I'm not being very empathetic right now, but it is sad and it does really suck, but it also gives you a new opportunity to hang out with other people, meet new friends, and also it's important to communicate with this person, reach out, and again, ask what's going on. Okay, next question. I don't want to grow apart from my friends, but we're all going to different schools. What should I do? Okay. Like I have said, I feel like the main theme of friendship is reach out. Okay. Reach out first, because oftentimes people get so wrapped up in their own lives that they kind of forget to talk to other people. And by people, I mean that I do that a lot. I'm not very good at that. But if I was a perfect person and did apply the knowledge I have, I would say it's important to reach out to people first, some questions, ask them how their school is, how things are going, tell them you miss them, and ask them to hang out, okay? If you're all going to different high schools, I feel like this is definitely easier because you can hang out on the weekends. And also realize that these people that you might have been really close with, they're going to have other friends, and that's okay. That doesn't mean they like you less. And if this is different schools in different areas, make plans to hang out when you're all home, when you're all together. This will give you something to look forward to. And it's always good to like catch up with someone, get lunch, get dinner, and that could be good. But also it's important, yes, keep in touch with your friends, but also make room for other people that you can become just as close with, because it's good to have a wide variety of people that you're in contact with. At least that's what I think. I know I have a friend at school who, her name's Jennifer. Shout out Jennifer. I love her. Anyway, but she is really good at keeping in touch with her friends from high school and was like shocked that I don't really hang out with that many people from high school. And she's like, I hang out with them like every week all the time. And that's really good. And if you have good friends, like previously at whatever school you went to, keep in touch with them, okay? If they're people you want to keep, keep them. If they're not, don't, and it's okay. Next thing, talking all about college. I'm going back to school on the 18th because I'm being a freshman orientation aide, so I get to help all the little babies. I say babies when we're literally the same age. Anyway, and I have the dorm that I have is like all the people with academic scholarships, so I'm gonna have all the smart kids. Anyway, I'm really excited. I think it'll be fun. But someone asked, what are my favorite things about college? I think something I really like is being on my own schedule, realizing, oh my god, I can do whatever I want to do. You know, that can also be overwhelming because you're like, what do I do all day? But again, keeping organized is good. I also like being around all my friends. It's really easy to hang out with people, get dinner, catch up, like study together. And that's also been really good. And one thing I've learned to love at college is nap time. Okay. It's like I'm in preschool again. I will have daily naps and it's just so magical. Okay. And I love naps. And I feel like me being like, my favorite thing about college is naps is really funny, but honestly, I can't nap at home, but I love napping at college. Also, my friends, I would say that's my favorite thing. It's also important to like realize when you first get to a new school, like most people don't know everyone. So it's important to talk to as many people as you can and meet as many people, and it's fun knowing people in different areas. And I also really like doing different activities. Like I love my sorority, love doing different clubs, so I think it's really fun to get involved and do those types of things. Okay, what are the best things to consider when picking a college? Okay, so if you're someone who's applying to college, I know the Common App opened, I think, what was it, August 1st, because my friend's younger brother is applying to schools this year, so I think that's what he told me. But anyway, obviously, size, location, but I feel like main thing is vibe, okay? You have to visit the school, because oftentimes schools will look so great online, and then you get there and you're like, no, or the opposite, right? Because me personally, I didn't really want to go to William & Mary. It was not my top school. It was not top three, but that's where I ended up and I love it so much. So it's okay if you don't end up where you thought you would be. And it's all about how you take advantage of the opportunity you have, take advantage of what's on campus, meeting new people, and don't put so much pressure on yourself to get into your top school because it's not the end of the world. I know I personally thought it was the end of the world. It would be like bawling, crying when it'd be like rejected or deferred. I was like, oh my god, why don't they want me, right? And it makes you question your self-worth. But anyway, that's a whole thing. But when picking a college, apply to a lot of colleges, okay? And visit, okay? I think that's the most important thing. And if you know someone that goes to the school already, reach out to them, talk to them, ask them if you can, like, hang out with them for an hour or something and they can show you around, because I feel like it's always good to talk to an actual student. And sometimes the tours can be, or actually most times, the tours are just really boring. So if you know someone that goes there, talk to them. And some things that I wish I knew before going to college is, one, going back to what I said in the friendship advice sesh, I guess, was that it's good to make friends in different areas and in different involvements that you may have, because then you have people everywhere and that's always good. And also, if you can't hang out with someone, it's fun to hang out with someone else. And also, it's important to be friends with different people. You know, I always think that's good. And like I said, friends serve different purposes. Like, some, you might have a friend that's just like a workout buddy, you might have a friend that's best friend, you might have someone that's a study buddy, whatever. And that's okay. Like, you should have friends, different levels, you know, and that works. Also, another thing, literally no one cares. I feel like when I was at school, during orientation, I was like, oh my god, what I'm wearing is so gross. Oh my god, someone's gonna say something. Literally no one cares. Okay, people wear pajamas to class. Also, everyone's on their own schedule, so focus on whatever they're doing, that whatever you're doing doesn't really matter. And even if someone does make a comment about it, it might, like, last, okay, like a day, but then no one cares. So just do whatever you want, okay? If someone is telling you something is embarrassing, but you want to do it, just do it, okay? Literally no one cares. It doesn't matter. And another thing, what worked for you in high school probably won't work in college. And I mean this related to, like, academic stuff. Me personally, in high school, I would say, I don't know if I actually ever really studied. Mainly just because my school wasn't that hard, so I didn't have to try that hard. But just know that your study habits that might have worked in high school might not work in college, and it's okay. And actually really important that you do adapt and change to what works best for you and what makes you actually learn instead of just memorizing stuff, because that's what I did in high school, and it doesn't work, okay? And you'll realize that. Moving on to some hygiene tips, okay? First person asks about dealing with body hair, some shaving tips. Me personally, okay, I feel like at least just this past summer, I've been really bad at, well, not even really bad, but I just have not cared enough about shaving my legs or anything that, like, I don't care. I might do it once a month. But for some reason, this bothers people so much, okay? Me, I don't notice it, okay? I could care less that my legs, like, I guess, are kind of hairy. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. But I'll have family members come up to me, people will be like, oh my god, oh my gosh, Carmen, how can you do that? That's so gross. How does your boyfriend deal with that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, what? Literally, this doesn't affect you. Why do you care? Anyway, so shaving is your choice. If it's not your vibe, it's not your vibe. And that's okay. And people will make comments. I get a lot of comments. But, like, literally whatever. Okay, how is it affecting you? Anyway, if you do want to shave, I personally like the Billy razor. And I also use, I think it's the Aveeno shave cream, and it says it's supposed to make you shave less. I don't know if that's true, but I like it. I think that's, like, from Target or whatever. And then I attempt to moisturize every time after I shave my legs, just because, you know, when you go in the sheets and everything's like, oh, so nice. But I feel like moisturizing after is good. Also, going with the grain. Go in the direction of your hair, or else you're gonna get razor burn and it's gonna hurt and you might cut yourself. Okay, so be careful. Also, suggest look up videos on YouTube if you're struggling, or watch TikToks, because that'll help and you can see like actually how people are doing it if you need actual tips. Okay, moving on. How do you deal with your period while traveling? Okay, good question. I haven't talked about this in so long, but me, I don't use tampons. I don't use pads. Okay, I'm a major advocate for a cup. I recently tried a disc from the brand that I have my cup from. It's Salt with two A's, and I really like it actually. Because like sometimes the cup, the way it is that like it pushes on your bladder, so it can make it like it's weird when you pee. I don't know, but anyway, when traveling, I always like to have either my cup or the disc in a bag and bring it with me. And so important piece of advice, always be prepared. Bring supplies with you. If you're not prepared, okay, they usually have stuff in stores, whether you're in the airport or go to a grocery store and you can get what you need. I feel like most people do this, but for some reason when I'm packing, I get so stressed and assume that somehow I'm gonna need twice as much underwear as days, which is like never the case. But I always bring extra underwear, so if you're worried, bring extra underwear. Don't stress. It's just like, I feel like dealing with your period at home. Me, I was convinced that my period would only come when I was at the beach, because every time I went to vacation, I would randomly get my period and I would be at the beach. But that's not the end of the world. Okay, you can swim on your period. It doesn't really affect that much, unless you're someone who has, I guess, a bad period. I don't know. I don't. But bring Advil, bring supplies, extra underwear. You're good to go. Okay. Moving on. Skincare tips. Number one skincare tip. Okay. Know your skin type. Do you have oily skin, combination skin, normal skin, dry skin, whatever? You can usually tell this but just by looking at your face. But if you want, you can do one of those skin type tests. Also, another thing, Aquaphor. I love Aquaphor. It is actually so nice, so amazing. Everybody get Aquaphor. Anyone that I've been friends with that isn't an Aquaphor person, I've converted. Okay, because you need it. I don't like Vaseline. I have one that smells really good though. It's like creme brulee flavored. Oh, so yummy. But Aquaphor, so good. Get Aquaphor. Anyway, another thing is for face wash, use gentle products. And if you're someone that's like, oh my god, I have such bad acne, my skin's so oily, I need to use really strong things. No. Okay, I'm someone who had to go on Accutane, has gone on multiple medications for my skin, used multiple prescription products. Like, my skin has gone through it, especially in middle school and high school. Now, not as much. It's more normal. Thank God. But use gentle products, because oily skin doesn't mean that you have too much, I guess, moisture. Usually means that you're not enough, and that's why your skin is overproducing stuff. So even if you have oily skin, you need moisturizer, okay? I found out over the school year that my boyfriend didn't use moisturizer, and it was a whole thing. But he thought he didn't have to use moisturizer because his skin was kind of greasy. But that's not true, okay? And if you think that's true, you're wrong. Like, straight up, you're wrong. Everybody needs moisturizer. Please, please use it. But take a skincare test or skin type test, whatever. Use gentle products. Be nice to your skin. Try not to pop things. I know it's so hard, but something that helps me is that if I have a pimple that I really want to pop, whenever I go in my bathroom, I'll turn the lights off so I can't really see that close up in my mirror. So then it doesn't bother me as much and I don't see it, so I don't have to look at it. So if you're someone who will sit like in your bathroom and just pop stuff all the time, try getting ready with the light off and see if that helps. Helps me, but sometimes it's really hard not to. I know. But one thing, never pop. If you have a pimple on your lip, if you try popping that, it'll hurt like a bitch. Don't pop it, okay? I'm telling you now, do not pop it. Just let it be. Even if you're like, this looks so disgusting and looks like I have herpes, just don't touch it. It'll go away, okay? Because pimples, it goes away. and it'll be okay. Even though it's really annoying and obnoxious and just want to be like, you know, I don't know how else to say it. Anyway, end of the episode. Those were your questions. I hope this helped. If you are struggling with any of those things, let me know if you want advice on anything else. If you're interested in more Q&A advice session episodes, make sure to subscribe to the pod, share with your friends if you think this would be helpful, and have a great week. Bye.